Unit 6, pages 76 and 77. Reading 2. An Ant's Eye View.
Sam Miller tells us about his fascination with ants.
They are found all over the world. They can lift up to 50 times their own body weight. They seem to behave in complicated ways, yet each individual is typically no more than a couple of centimetres long. Ants. These social insects have fascinated me since I first bent down with a magnifying glass to watch them take sugar from a bowl. There are more than 4,500 species of ant, with most of them found in the rainforests. Unfortunately, due to deforestation in these areas, many species will never be recorded. Ants live in a colony, which is built around the queen. She is the largest ant, and her sole occupation is producing eggs, while all her physical needs are taken care of by the worker ants around her. These are all female and infertile. They perform such functions as foraging for food and defending the colony from attack, as well as tending to the queen and the colony's eggs. A colony is founded when a new queen sets off in search of a possible location. Once she has chosen her spot, she begins to lay eggs, some of which are for eating during the difficult first few months. Once this critical period is over and the first workers are at work, the colony rapidly develops. Each species has its own characteristic way of doing things. The leaf cutter ant, for example, cuts sections from leaves which it carries back to the nest. These are used as a kind of fertilizer for fungus gardens the ants create underground. There, the leaves provide a rich source of nutrients for the fungus, which the ants eventually consume. Then, there's the honeypot ant. These ants select certain workers to act as living containers for food. They are fed enormous quantities of honey until their bodies become so big that they cannot move. They act as a store for the food and feed other ants by producing the honey when they receive the right chemical signals. These signals are an important part of all ants' lives and are used for, among other things, establishing identity and indicating the source of food. They also help to explain how such simple things can display such complex behaviour. Ants follow the trail that other ants have left to locate a food source. If an obstacle blocks the ant's path, they swarm in all directions, attempting to go around it. The ants who discover the shorter way will get there faster and leave a stronger scent trail. Gradually, as more and more ants follow this trail, it becomes even stronger until all the ants are following the quicker route. This kind of communication is very important in nomadic species, such as the army ant. These ants don't have a permanent home. Instead, they form a nest using their own bodies, with millions of them hanging from a tree. When they decide to move on, the whole colony marches through the forest, carrying the queen and the eggs. The sight of a column of these ants on the move is one of the most frightening sights in the rainforest. They destroy every living thing in their path: insects, young birds, lizards, and other small animals that fail to escape in time can look forward to a rather unpleasant end. It's not just the army ant, though, that can be a threat. All ant species will fight to protect their colony, and some will attack other species. They do this using acid produced in their bodies as a weapon. After a successful attack, some species of ant will take eggs from the losing colony and return them to their own, raising the ants to work as slaves. There's a never-ending list of things they do. Ants lead intriguing lives, and tiny though they may be, I never tire of studying them.